Mrs. Peabody.
Okay, we're going to start our day off in the city of Chesapeake, where you're going to be acting as the Wetlands Board. As you know, the City of Chesapeake has rescinded the Wetlands Board ordinance, and the proposed project here requires a wetlands permit from the VMRC. Drum Point Properties requests authorization to construct two stormwater outfalls and associated riprap splash protection adjacent to Drum Point Creek and Western Branch of the Elizabeth River, associated with the development of the Martins Point subdivision in the city of Chesapeake. Again, this project requires a wetlands permit. And it is also protested by an adjoining property owner. The project location again, is at the confluence of of Western Branch Elizabeth River and Drum Point Creek, and on a peninsula here where the applicant is intending to build a 35-unit subdivision on this currently undeveloped peninsula. As stormwater management for this new subdivision, they have proposed to build two stormwater outfalls. The first you can see in the north is going to be underneath Bruce Road and is going to outfall into this small tidal creek. The second on the south will outfall into the western branch of the Elizabeth River. I have some pictures for you. This is an undeveloped area. This is a fringe Spartina alterna marsh on the south, and the creek is lined with Phragmites. The project is proposing to impact a total of 115 square feet on the southernmost outfall. These impacts we're considering temporary because the applicant is proposing to rebuild those wetlands once the outfall has been constructed. However, they were unable to minimize totally the impacts to the wetlands in the creek. Those are the Phragmites wetlands. That's going to impact 38 square feet of unavoidable impacts. For these impacts, the applicant is proposing to pay a tidal wetland bank of 38 square feet of credits. We held two public hearings. The first was held on January 10th, and then another on February 1st. We continued the January 10th meeting because there was an improper notification of an adjoining property owner. So we notified that property owner and held another hearing on February 1st. The Sumner family, which are neighbors at the north side of this peninsula, attended all the meetings. And they wanted to share their concerns over the addition of stormwater drainage to the creek as well as the Elizabeth River. There were also concerns about impacts to wetlands. The applicant, in response to not only staff's concerns but the neighbors' concerns, did revise their plans to minimize their impacts to wetlands from the original application. In fact, they started off with about 300 square feet of impacts and have now reduced down to 115 of temporary and only 35 of complete impacts. In addition, stormwater management is managed by the Department of Environmental Quality. They have a set of regulations that manage these plans. These regulations look at quality and quantity of stormwater. The city of Portsmouth administers that program using Department of Environmental Quality regulations. City of Chesapeake has told me that they have reviewed the stormwater plans and find them appropriate and that they fall within DEQ recommendations. So, therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2 of the Code of Virginia and the Wetlands Mitigation Compensation Policy and Supplemental Guidelines, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed.
Questions from the Commission?
The applicant's agents and the Summers.
I was going to ask if the applicant is present or represented. If so, would somebody please come forward? Let me swear you in, please. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Yes. Good morning. My name is Miles Pachta. I'm with MAP Environmental, the agent for the applicant, Run Property Associates.
Is there anything else that you wish the commission to know in making its decision?
Sure. I would just like to add, in addition to what Mrs. Mollerico had added, that we had met with the property owners about a month ago, back on February the 1st, just to talk about their concerns about the stormwater and the impacts. And as was mentioned, those plans were modified to essentially make the project out of the wetlands to only have temporary impacts to wetlands. All those wetlands will be restored with in-kind vegetation as per the normal mitigation guidelines.
And it won't be phragmites, I assume. Thank you for that. Questions from the commission? Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's a public hearing. Is there anybody wish to testify in this matter, either pro or con? Anybody in favor or against this? I see no one. Last call. The public hearing is now closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move we approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Zedron.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes and the project is approved. Thank you, Rachel.